You are listening to On Further Review. I'm Cameron.
And I'm Micah. On Further Review is a conversation that uncovers the fascinating details of the most remarkable sporting events.
Join our discussion of upsets, dynasties, and how one event can be the difference between being a footnote and being a legend. This is On Further Review.
Monday, March 22nd, we have gone through 2.5 rounds, or 1.5, we're not quite to the Sweet 16 yet, of the March Madness 2021 NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. And I have two things to say. First off, let me be the very first to congratulate the Virginia Commonwealth University Rams head coach Mike Rhodes as the co-champions of the 2021 Men's Basketball National Tournament. Congratulations. What an improbable road they took to the championship. What an improbable road they took all the way to the end. And when it was decided that they have been co-champions, I think that's the only way to let this play out. And look, I feel bad for the VCU players and wish them all the best back to health. There are some things more important. Be serious here for a second. There are some things more important than a game. And I hope that their health and their families are taken care of. And love to see them back here again next year. But excuse me. If I'm VCU, I'm hanging a banner. What? Like, who's gonna tell me no? Who's gonna stop it? There's some things where you just don't know how to play it, right? You don't know what to make of it. Especially things like this, where it's just gut-wrenching and you just, like, where you go. I think this is pretty clear. I think you hang a banner. This is what you do after this one. You go back to your Virginia Commonwealth University, and I don't know where they're located, Virginia, I'm assuming, but you go back there and you unfurl a 2021 co-national champions banner. So I'm gonna be the first to congratulate them. I will beat everyone to the gun and congratulate Mike Rhodes and that team as co-champions. The person who's not a champion is yours truly. Last time we talked, I told everyone to take it to the bank that I was guaranteeing almost no upsets this year. And it was as if the March Madness gods heard me, because for whatever reason they were bored that day and decided to listen to On Further Review. And they said, Oh, okay, I have an idea. Let's just throw this little thing called the Golden Eagles of Oral Roberts into this mix and have them beat up on the Ohio State University. Prior to this time, many of us may have not even known who Oral Roberts was, but have assumed it was a dental school. And I don't know if it has a dental school or not. If it does, I'm sure it's a very fine program. But the Golden Eagles have now find themselves in the Sweet 16 after beating the Ohio State University from one of my favorite cities in the Midwest, Columbus, Ohio, and then beating the Florida Gators. What a just phenomenal ride that's been to watch them. So one of the reasons I'm doing this here by myself too without Cameron is he's tied up right now, but his wife is actually an Oral Roberts grad, and so they've been definitely enjoying this run here as well too. So congratulations to Sarah and her fellow alum and the Oral Roberts University Golden Eagles. What a fun. This is why I love March Madness. Look, I said blessed upsets. I said maybe two each bracket. I think I'm averaging just over 2 in a bracket, by the way, for the first round. We've had a total of about 9 upsets. But this is why we love March Madness. This is exactly it. It's these types of things that are just so much fun. So you have Oral Roberts over that. You have the Abilene Christian University over Texas. You have Loyola Chicago just trouncing Illinois. What a walloping that was. Just defensive dominance right there. Then you have Syracuse, who, for whatever reason, Jim Boeheim forgot to tell them you can score 2 points in basketball too, because all they're doing is scoring threes. It's as if they thought the whole game was who can score the most. I think they scored like 29 threes so far in the first two games. Just absolutely insanity. They had some great games too. Houston over Rutgers was a phenomenal game yesterday. You also had, what was the game we watched? Looking back on the scores here to see, because some of the games are just so much fun. Yeah, this upcoming today, I'm looking forward here. Today's Monday, so I'm looking forward to watching some games today if I get a chance to. Creighton, Ohio, should be a good one. Gonzaga, Oklahoma. I don't know why that intrigues me, but it does. A little West Coast, a little Western action right there. A little Seattle versus Rancher in Oklahoma there. That should be a good outing right there. And just how good, this is my question. I want to know, how good is Luke Garza in Iowa? I don't know yet. We'll find out. Who knows? I don't think we'll find out until really if they make the Final Four. If they make the Final Four and play someone like Gonzaga. Luke Garza versus Gonzaga. Sign me up. But yeah, that's what I want to talk about today. Just those two things. Congratulations to the co-champions, Virginia Commonwealth University Rams. Congratulations to the upset of the year. Really, the last 2 years, because we didn't have March Madness the previous year, in the Oral, I keep wanting to call him Oral B. Roberts, Oral B for the toothpaste or toothbrush company. The Oral Roberts University Golden Eagles defeating two pretty substantial blue bloods in basketball, at least in the last year. Okay. Ohio State hasn't been that dominant, and neither has Florida for a couple of years here. But still some really, really solid programs. And programs are very high seeded. See, Ohio State was what? A 2? Knocked up the 2 seed. And Florida was a 7 seed. Yeah, so you're beating the highest seeds in those areas. Because you can't beat anyone higher. If you're 15 seed, you're either going to beat, yeah, that's it. So, which, by the way, I kind of feel it's backwards in terms of seeding goes. Because your 1 seed should be playing the lowest seed, right? And instead, oftentimes what happens is you're playing the 10 seed. So, and an 8 versus 7, I don't know. Anyways, though, but congratulations, Oral Roberts. What a phenomenal Max Abrams, and it's one of those things that it's fun to watch. It is, and I didn't go to Oral Roberts. Obviously, my sister-in-law went there, so congratulations to her and her family and her friends out there. But it's one of those things that this is why we love March Madness, and it's also a reason why, like, right now, Loyola Chicago, the win, they're an 8 seed. Not quite as fun. It's kind of like, okay. You're Loyola Chicago, you're an 8 seed now. It's a lot more fun when you're like a double-digit seed and you're Oral Roberts, you make it to the Sweet 16. But they have a tough matchup next week in a little bit with Arkansas. Arkansas-Texas Tech, that was a good game too, wasn't it? Yeah, down to the wire. A lot of these games too, not a lot of buzzer beaters, but a lot of good, just down to the wire defensive stops. And yeah, the only buzzer beater kind of thing was Virginia Tech versus Florida when it went to Vatek forced it to go to overtime. That was a good, but yeah, a lot of good defensive games. A lot of good ball right now. Congratulations to Oral Roberts. Let's see how far they can take this ride. Let's see if they can knock off the Razorbacks of Arkansas. See who else we can take longer to. Who else in the Sweet 16, the double digit in the Sweet 16? Let's see. Oral Roberts is. I'm looking at this right now, literally as I'm talking. Oregon State. Yeah, the Beavers of Oregon State. They sneak by Oklahoma State. No, they're not in the Sweet 16. I messed that up. I'll try this again. Oral Roberts. Yeah, the Sweet 16, yeah. Oregon State. Double-digit seed right there. Syracuse. Jim Boeheim, man, I tell you what, he knows how to coach a team, doesn't he? Let's see who else can beat it. UCLA or Abilene Christian will be in the Sweet 16. Both double-digit seeds. How phenomenal is that? It's just incredible. I love it. You have Creighton versus Ohio. How could get in there? We'll see what happens in Maryland over Alabama if that happens. Alabama's deceptively good, too. I don't know what to make of Alabama. I'm not sure what to make of them yet. Can't tell. Can't tell if they're good or if just my history of always, you know, growing up watching Kentucky and Tennessee be the dominant forces of the NCAA, to see a team like Alabama and Arkansas is kind of just unusual for me. So it might take me a couple minutes to get used to. But what a fun tournament. I hope you guys enjoy it. Hope you guys keep enjoying this phenomenal run to the Final Four. Congratulations to the state of Indiana, what they've been doing. Well done there in Indianapolis and in West Lafayette, Indiana, where I've got family out there, and my wife's family's from the Purdue area. So congratulations to them on their health staff of getting this thing done. And I hope it continues. I hope we have some more phenomenal games. The madness is real, thanks to Oral Roberts and Max Abrams. Here. I know I butchered the last name of the Oral Roberts star, Max. I don't know if it's Asmus, if it's Abmus, if it's Abrams, if it's Abrams. I don't know. But frankly, neither did you until literally 3 days ago. So all we do know is he's phenomenal. Basketball player. He knows how to dribble the ball, shoot the ball, dunk the ball, defense the ball, all the above with the basketball. So whatever his last name is, pretty sure his first name is Max. I got that one down. But his last name is simply Phenom. Max Phenom. I'm gonna go with that because I can't pronounce his last name to save my life. Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and share it with someone. If you didn't enjoy it, let someone know. Either way, smash that share button.